Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this Tailspin Spyworks video, we're going to start adding reviews from customers to our product details page. We're actually going to do this in two steps. In this video, we're going to add the link to the product's detail page that the user will click on to go add a review, and then we'll implement the addReview.asbx page itself. And then in the subsequent video, we'll add some display logic to the product details page to display a list of the customer reviews underneath the product description. So you note here, over in Server Explorer, if we look at our commerce.mdf database, look at the tables collection, we scroll down, we can find reviews, we can see we have fields, the review ID, of course, product ID, customer name and email, the rating, which will be numeric, and then the customer comments themselves. First thing that we need here in the products details page is, you see down here we've got a add to cart button. We're also going to want a add a review button. So let's go down here into our item template, and let's start simply by adding a header for the add review section or the reviews section. So let's say div, and we'll specify a class, and that class is going to be subcontent header. You'll notice the nice IntelliSense that we get there for CSS classes in Visual Studio. And here we'll just say the header section is reviews. And then we're going to need a link to the review, to the add review page. So let's add an anchor tag whose ID is review list. Add review. And we're going to specify the href to the as yet uncreated page, so that this is going to be to the page that will actually process the user's information to add the review. So we'll just call this review add.aspx. And we're going to want to pass into the review add.aspx page a query string argument that contains the product ID, so we know what product we're adding the review for. So we'll add the query string element for product ID, and the value for product ID is going to come out of our data model for the current record. So we'll say eval product ID. And we're going to do that inside code designation. And this anchor is going to be an image, so let's add an image tag, and let's specify an alt so that we don't get a compatibility warning. Let's specify just a little bit of style. We'll say style vertical align is bottom, just because I know that's what we need to line things up in our design. And now we'll say source, and it says we can pick a URL. So let's go into styles, images, and what we're looking for is review this product. So now if we look at design mode, now we have the review this product link. Next, we can go ahead and start adding the review add page. So in Solutions Explorer, let's right-click on the solution and say add a new item. And we're going to select web form using master page. And let's create a page. Review add.aspx. Click Add and select our master page from our styles folder, site.master. Now, before we go any further, the first thing I want to do is check and make sure that the link that we created is properly wired up to our review add.asbx page. So let's fire up the application, choose a category, select a product. You can see we've got our reviews section and the review this product link. And we can see that we get to the review add.asbx page, and we have the query string argument for the product ID as we expect. So now we can start implementing the UI for the page. So let's switch to source view on our review add.asbx page and go down into the content placeholder. And first thing we'll add is a script manager, because we're going to be working with some of the controls from the AJAX Control Toolkit. So let's grab a Toolkit Script Manager from the AJAX Control Toolkit Toolbox tab. And then under that, let's add a header. So I'll add a div and specify the class is going to be content head. And we'll just say add review. And here let's set the model name in a text box. So let's go ahead and, or rather than a text box, we'll use a label control. So let's drop a label control inside that header. Change the name from label 1 to model name, and we'll populate that a little bit later on. And next, let's add sort of a div to wrap this whole input form. So let's say div style equal set padding equal to, say, 20 pixels. And let's set a border style to solid, and let's give border a width of 1 pixel. And then inside that, we're going to need some fields, so we're going to have to take the user's name, the user's email address, a rating, and their comment itself. So we're going to add the header in a span, and we're going to set class equal to normal bold, because we want to have this appear as bold text. And so here we'll just say, for example, name. That's what we want them to enter. And finish with a line break. And we're going to need a few of these. So we're going to need one for email, one for the actual rating, and then one for the user's comments. Now, inside of each of these, we're going to need some sort of input mechanism. So let's start with a text box. So we'll go up into our Visual Studio Toolbox, the Standards Tools collection, go down and find a text box. I'm going to drop that text box onto the page. Let's change its name from text box 1 to simply be name, and let's set the width to be something wide enough. Now let's say 400 pixels, I guess. And we're going to likewise need text boxes for email, or a text box for email. So let's... Now, for rating, we're going to use a radio button list. So let's go find the radio button list. There it is. So let's drag a radio button list in there. And we'll just call it rating. And inside this list, the user is going to be able to choose one of a number of ratings, 1 through 5. And we're going to use some graphics that we've included in our solution in order to do that. So here we're going to have a list item. We're going to specify the value. So we'll start with 5 and work our way down to 1. Selected, set equal to true. And we're going to specify that the text is going to be an image. And that image is going to have a source of, let's pick a URL. So we're going to say styles images, and we want review rating 5. So review rating 5. And then we'll add a little bit of text. Okay, and we're going to clone that line, and we're going to use it a few more times. Next one will be 4. We'll set selected equal to false. The image will be number 4. Next we do 3 and so on. So let's say 3, 2, and 1. Set those equal to false. Set our image names. To the appropriate numbers. Let's go ahead and look at design view here. So you can see here we have our rating selections. So we're well on our way. The next thing that we're going to need to add is for comments, we're going to use a rich text editor. So we're going to go down to the AJAX Control Toolkit tab in our Visual Studio Toolbox, find the editor control, and just pop that into the page. Let's change the name from editor to user comment. Look in design mode now. As you can see, we have our name field, our email field, our rating collection, and our comments box. Let's add a few breaks as well to get our spacing correct. So there we've got our spacing. However, there is one more thing that we want to do here, and that is to add validation controls to make sure that each one of these fields has data entered into it. So we don't want some bot to come along and pollute our comments and reviews section with a bunch of erroneous stuff. So in order to do that, let's go and for each of these fields, starting with name, we're going to add a required field validator. So let's go into Visual Studio, find the validations tool tab, and add required field validator. And we're going to want one for the text box, one for the email address, and one for the text editor. And then for each of those, we need to specify. So let's go into design mode, and here we can select each of those required field validators and use the properties editor to select some of the details. So for example, we can say the error message for our name field, we can specify the error message is name must not be left blank. And we're going to have to specify the control to validate as name. Another thing we might want to do is set the CSS class to be validation error, which is a CSS class that's defined in our style.css file. So set to validation error, and notice over here that will make it appear red for us. Next, let's select the second required field validator. Here we can say email address must not be left blank. Again, go up and set the control to validate equal to email, and the CSS class equal to validation error. And then select the third required field validator and specify the control to validate. User comment, CSS class, validation error, and then let's just set the message to be please enter your comments. Now, we also need a way to submit this form now that we have all of the parts that we need. Let's also, while we're in here, go back to source and add a break after each of the validators. All right, that's a little better organization. All right, so as I mentioned, the last thing that we need is a way to submit this. So let's go down and underneath the last required field validator for the comments section, let's go ahead and add an image button. So let's go up and find an image button in the Visual Studio toolbox. Let's change the name from image button to review add button. And we're going to need an image. So let's specify that the image URL is going to be styles.images.submit.gif. check that out in design mode. Okay, so that resolves okay. Let's double-click on that button. Oops. Let's double-click on that button to generate a click event handler. At this stage, we should be able to run our page. And this should give us the UI for submitting comments. Right, so we can enter our name, enter our email address, choose our rating, enter a comment. And let's check the other validation controls. So, okay, so the page looks to be working. Validation is working. Now we'll need to go and implement the logic that actually takes that information and saves it in the database. So we go ahead and do that now. So first we need to add some logic to the page load event to pick up the product ID. Before we do that, let's hop back here into source view for our page, and let's add text alignment to our div. There we go. Let's try that. Have a look at how that affects our display. Okay, that's much better. So we've got our left alignment there for our form. All right, now we can go into the code behind file. And the first thing we're going to do is, here in our page load event handler, we need to find out whether or not we got a product ID, because we can't add a review if we didn't get a product ID from the query string. So here let's add an if statement, and let's say if the string, so let's say if string is null or empty, and we're going to be requesting the query string object named product ID. And you recall we passed that in when we created the link to this page. Okay, so here we're saying, and product ID of course needs to be in quotes. So here we're saying, if the product ID object on the query string is not null or empty, then we're going to do some stuff. Otherwise, if it is, then that's a problem, right? We should never have that circumstance happen. So this request, because what this page is going to do is add a user's comment or review to a particular product, we need that product ID. So we should never get to this page without one. So if this is the case, let's first give ourselves some debugging information. Debug fail. And in order to do that, I will need system.diagnostics. Now let's say debug fail. Let's give ourselves a message. Error. We should never get to ASPX without a product ID. All right, so this will only be displayed, of course, when we're running inside the debugger. And then later on here, we can say, let's make sure that we remember to add exception handling. Okay. Right. So if we didn't get the product ID, that's an error. I've got some. I've got a debug fail statement in there now, but also a to-do item to go and throw an exception if that ever happens in production. So the next thing we're going to do is say, let's get that product ID. So let's say int product ID start by equal to 0. Now we'll say int32 try parse. And what we're going to try and parse is that request object. So query string product ID. To string, and we of course want to put that in product ID. Okay, now that I've got that product ID, now I can do a select from the database to get the model that will be displayed in the header. So to do that, I can say, well, actually, before we do that, right, we need to say using I can't get to the Tailspin Spyworks entity model until I include the namespace. So let's say Tailspin Spyworks dot data access, and now we can say using commerce entities db equal new commerce entities. And we'll create a try catch block. And here inside try, let's say var this product equal, and now we'll create a lambda statement from pndb.products. Oops. I'll try that again. In db.products, where product ID equal. And let's change the case of this just so we can be distinct. So let's say where p product ID equal product ID. Select p. And there should only be one of these. So let's say first or default. And then if we haven't thrown an exception, meaning we were successful in querying the database, we can now say model name.text, and you'll call model name is the name of the text box. So we'll say model name.text equal, and we'll simply say this product dot model name. And then down here, again, we haven't implemented exception handling, so here we can just say let's throw a new exception. Error. unable to add product review. And if we wanted to, we could add some specifics. So we could use the exception and say, let's pass that message along as a string. Okay, so now if we try and run this directly, we should get some debugging. All right, so here's our message, error we should never get to review add.aspx without a product ID. All right, so that code is executing. Let's get out of that. Okay, next, we need to add the event handler logic in which we can actually store the user comments, the review, in the reviews table. So let's do that now. So now let's double-click on the submit button, get to our code behind the click event handler for the add review button. First thing that we need to do is make sure that the page is in fact valid. So let's say if page.isValid is equal to true, then we know that field validation on our page was successful and we can proceed with processing. Now the first thing we're going to need to do is get the product ID value. So let's say int product ID equal and 32. Now we're going to fetch that from the request object for product ID. Next, we're going to need the rating value, so which of the 5 stars the user selected. So let's call that rating equal, and we're going to do the same thing, except we're going to get it from a different place. Instead of the request object, we're going to grab the value from the rating control that we placed on the page, and we want the selected item's current value. All right. So now that we have those two, now we can say, let's access the entity data model for our commerce database. And notice that I've included the data access namespace for my Tailspin Spyworks. And so here I can say using commerce entities. And now we'll add a try catch block. And here inside our try catch block, we're going to create a new review object. So review is a type that was generated from the table in our database, so it's part of our entity data model. So we're going to say review new review equal new review. And notice there's no semicolon there. We're going to work with the properties of the review object whose instance name in our case is new review. So let's say product ID equal, and we're going to assign the local product ID value. And we're going to say the same for rating. And notice that the only difference between these words here is the casing. And we don't want semicolons. We want commas because we're going to specify the value for each of the elements in the review object. Next, we're going to say customer name, and we're going to set customer name equal to the product of the name text box, but we're going to make sure that we're doing good programming practices by encoding. So let's say HTTP utility.html encode. Right, just to make sure that the user doesn't enter anything malicious, and then we'll access the text box, the text property of the name text box. Let's do the same thing for customer email. But instead of name, we want the email text box. And then finally, we'll specify that the comments should be equal to user comment dot content, the content property is what we're after. Okay, so once all of that's happened, so basically what we're doing here is saying create a new review object named new review and set each of its elements equal, or each of its properties equal to the values here. Now, once we've created that, we need to add that object, new review, to the reviews table in the entity model. So we'll say db reviews.addObject, and we're going to pass in the new review object. Once we've done that, all we need to do is save the changes. So we can say db save changes. Now, we haven't implemented exception handling here, so let's just say to do, and this is specify where we need to implement that. Now, the last thing that we need to do is, after this has happened, we want to say there are two things we're interested in. One is, if we've successfully added the review, then let's say response redirect, and let's go back to the product details page. This is where that review can be seen. So let's say response.redirect product details.aspx, and we want to redisplay the product for the reviews, the product that we just added the review for. So we're going to have to specify a query string argument of product ID, and let's simply append product ID. And the one other thing we want to do is, if somebody clicked on this button and for some reason the page is not valid, right? So we're saying, we're checking is valid here, but if it's not valid, then let's say response redirect, and let's just go back to the products list. Now, this should only happen if someone's trying to submit directly to this page. But that's just a little safety feature that we've got there. So now let's go ahead and build. Build was successful. Let's look at default. Start with the default.aspx page. As soon as we render, we'll select a product category and a product. Let's choose review this product. So here is our review page. let's add a comment. This product is awesome. Click submit. Okay, so it looks like everything is working correctly. So what we've done is we, of course, added this link to review the product, added the page that would gather the data, added the code behind logic that would actually save the data for this review associated with the product in the database. All of that seems to be working. So this part's done. In the next video, we'll add the logic to display the reviews that have been entered on a per product basis. Thank you.